Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today we're going to delve into a topic that has been gaining a lot of attention in the health and wellness world, intermittent fasting. This is a dietary approach that involves alternating periods of eating and fasting. It's not so much about what you eat, but when you eat. Let's start by discussing what intermittent fasting is. Essentially, it's a pattern of eating that cycles between periods of eating and periods of fasting. The idea is to eat during a specific window of time and fast for the rest. There are several different methods of intermittent fasting, but the most popular ones are the 16-8 method, the 5-2 diet, and the eat-stop-eat method. The 16-8 method involves fasting every day for 14 to 16 hours and restricting your daily eating window to 8 to 10 hours. For instance, if you finish your last meal at 8 p.m. and don't eat until noon the next day, you're technically fasting for 16 hours. The 5-2 diet, on the other hand, involves eating normally for 5 days of the week and restricting your calorie intake to 500 to 600 calories for 2 days. The eat-stop-eat method involves a 24-hour fast once or twice a week. Now, let's talk about the benefits of intermittent fasting. Firstly, it can help with weight loss and belly fat reduction. When you fast, your insulin levels drop and your human growth hormone increases. This, along with the increase in norepinephrine, facilitates fat burning. Secondly, intermittent fasting can reduce insulin resistance, lowering your risk of type 2 diabetes. Studies have shown that intermittent fasting can reduce fasting blood sugar by 3 to 6% and fasting insulin by 20 to 31%, which is a significant amount. Thirdly, intermittent fasting can reduce inflammation and oxidative stress in the body. Both of these factors are key drivers of chronic diseases and aging. Fourthly, intermittent fasting can be beneficial for heart health. It may reduce LDL cholesterol, blood triglycerides, inflammatory markers, blood sugar, and insulin resistance, all risk factors for heart disease. Lastly, some studies suggest that intermittent fasting may even help you live longer. Studies in rats have shown that intermittent fasting extends lifespan in a similar way to continuous calorie restriction. However, like any dietary approach, intermittent fasting is not without its pitfalls. Firstly, it's not suitable for everyone. People who are underweight or have a history of eating disorders should not fast. Also, women who are pregnant or breastfeeding should not do intermittent fasting. Secondly, some people may find it hard to stick to. Hunger is the main side effect of intermittent fasting. You may also feel weak, and your brain may not perform as well as you're used to. Thirdly, there's a risk of overeating. While intermittent fasting does make it easier to eat fewer calories overall, there's still the potential to overeat during eating periods, which could lead to weight gain. Lastly, intermittent fasting can affect your social life. It can be socially isolating to be on a different eating schedule than your friends and family. In conclusion, intermittent fasting can be a powerful tool for health and weight loss. However, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution, and it's not without its drawbacks. If you're considering trying intermittent fasting, it's important to do your research and consult with a healthcare professional to make sure it's the right approach for you. That's all for today's episode. I hope you found this discussion on intermittent fasting informative and helpful. As always, remember that health is a journey and not a destination. It's about making sustainable changes that work for you and not about quick fixes. Until next time, stay healthy and happy.